It's 10 o'clock and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Rachel Munns with Nicole Watts and Sarah Salvanigam. Now usually we just give you guys a straightforward news report, but we have a special show for you today at our East York studio. Today you get to hear our opinions on video game systems, basketball, and last night's TV shows. Let's start off with my thoughts on next generation video game consoles. When I think of next generation video game consoles, I expect gaming companies to bust out something really new and cool. That's why I'm disappointed in the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3. Aside from better graphics and a higher price, there's nothing really new about them. Thank God for the Nintendo Wii. It might not have the best graphics out there, but at least it's done something different. The Wii's controllers have full motion control, so if you're playing a tennis game, swinging the controller like a racket will make the character on screen swing their racket too. Not only is this way more fun than just sitting on a couch, moving your thumbs, but it makes it easier for anyone to play. Look at video game stores. Usually they're packed with teenage boys, but the other day I saw a bunch of grandparents in there looking at the Nintendo section EB Games. When you see a pair of 60-year-olds at a video game store, you know a gaming company is doing something different. And it's paid off. The Wii is the highest-selling video game system of all next-generation systems. All I can say is good job, Nintendo, for actually doing something different. The Wii is the only system, in my opinion, that deserves to be called next-generation. And that's all for my views. Now let's pass it over to Nicole to hear her thoughts on the Raptors.
Thanks, Rachel, and hi, everyone. The NBA playoffs are starting up this weekend, and the Raptors get it going on Sunday afternoon in Orlando. But the question is, are they going to be able to stop the Magic? Not many people seem to think so. Just look at ESPN.com. Only one of their 10 experts has picked the Raptors to win the series. And to be honest, that isn't surprising given their play of late. They have a record of just 9-16 in March and April. They've been very inconsistent, and they just seem to be missing that drive and determination. But the playoffs are a completely different ballgame. The atmosphere is more intense, and every single play has major significance. This is what teams look forward to the entire season. So don't count the Raptors out just yet. Anything can happen, and they have played stretches of good basketball throughout the year. That's the team that needs to show up on Sunday. So let's wait and see. They just might have something special in store. And that's all for me. Sarah will share her thoughts on last night's TV right after the break.
I had the sweats. I was nervous. I thought it was some kind of flu bug or something I ate. I'm only 38. Play golf whenever I can. I cut down on smoking. I'm not that much overweight. Anyways, the chest pain, it was like someone was standing on my chest. I could hardly catch my breath, so my neighbor says, I'm calling an ambulance, stupid me. I'm still going, nah, I'll be all right. It's just gas pains. Only now the pain starts spreading to my shoulder and neck, then my arm. So finally I say, okay, call the ambulance. I got to the hospital and they've stopped the heart attack. I mean, as fast as it started, with this new treatment that dissolves blood clots. Here's the real kicker. The treatment is so new, it's not available everywhere. Guess it was my lucky day.
Thanks, Nicole, and hello, everyone. I'm glad to report that the Dark Ages are officially over. The vacuous space-time continuum known as November 2007 to February 2008 is firmly behind us. I refer, of course, to the writer's strike that was the blight of the North American TV-watching populace. Although the strike ended in February, shows like 30 Rock and The Office only returned to their scheduled slots last week. Last night saw The Office bring about a startling character development. Jim and Pam are pseudo-engaged. Who saw this coming? For a show notorious for dragging out their will-they-won't-they tension, this was an unexpected and refreshing change. Aside from Jim's semi-proposal, Michael Scott's desperate attempts at a love life post-Jen made for a surprisingly dark plotline. This ended up being a nice foil to the otherwise quasi-fairy tale ending. As for 30 Rock, the show centered on the return of Liz Lemon's ex-boyfriend Dennis. True to form, the best one-liners were delivered by Alec Baldwin, but almost as good as the picture of him with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il was Tracy Jordan dancing. Also, .com is the man. And that's all for me. Now let's send it back to Rachel for the wrap.
Thanks, Sarah, and that's all for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening, and have a great morning.